The Archbishop of Jos, Ignatius Kaigama, has issued an urgent appeal together with Muslim leaders in Nigeria for an end to ethnic violence in the region. His appeal came after 16 people were killed in the latest violence between rival groups in central Nigeria's Plateau State. The villages of Babale and Dabwak, mostly inhabited by Christian communities, were attacked on Saturday night, while 11 people were killed the previous night in another village, Tatu. More than 1,000 people have been killed in religious and ethnic violence in Jos over the past 2 years. Christopher Wells spoke to Archbishop Kaigama about the roots of this tension.
So it is really convenient for those in authority to say the whole crisis is about religion. Christians, Muslims are fighting. Yes, I don't deny that. There is tension in that regard. But then the factors fueling this crisis are not certainly only religion. There are many deep-seated root causes that have to be dug out and probably solutions found. This is not done, and I say they act like the ostrich, burying heads in the sand, hoping that Benga will pass away. It doesn't pass away. And as long as the issues are not addressed, the youth get wild, get violent, and they begin to create this situation.
You have, in fact, issued a fresh appeal for peace with Muslim leaders. Can you tell me about that?
I have always maintained a very good contact with Muslim leaders in Plateau State and elsewhere. On the day this happened, I sent messages, text messages to many Muslim leaders, beginning with the whole kind of Sokoto and many other the chief imams there, the emirs here in Plateau, and many other important Muslim leaders. And just to create this atmosphere of, friendship and solidarity. And they all responded very positively. They were very happy that there is this contact and very worried that our youth have imbibed this culture of death, culture of violence, instead of culture of love. So they are quite worried. So I think the doors are open. I am always in touch, and we do whatever we can as a church to promote this friendship and understanding between us and the Muslims. But the tree does not make a forest. We need others. We need the government. We need other bodies who share similar values like us, who are prepared to dialogue, who don't see dialogue as compromising our Christian faith. Unfortunately, some see dialogue that way. That is a sign of cowardice, a sign of weakness, a sign of compromise. I see strength in it. Now, I have to issue a statement pleading for peace to reign, asking people to sustain and, in fact, bury whatever is causing the trouble. I have asked that the youth should have a radical rethink. Those who are using them are selfish people, and they should therefore stop the violence. We could pray and encourage people to stop doing what is bad, to overcome evil with good, to use our gospel values to overcome the situation. The issues of justice, issues of peace, love, reconciliation and forgiveness should be paramount in our lives as Christians. This is the appeal I have made. I have made it several times in the past. I hope that people will listen and we can have some peace.